This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Dr. Shealy's in the front of the classroom. Jason's engineering the broadcast. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Telephone number to call, if you'd like to call, is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933, if you've got a medical question. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes, in the insanity of the world.
I wanted to ask you, what's new in your world before we get into some of the medical questions that we've got?
Well, new in my world is more detachment than I've ever done in my life. I mean, yeah. 99% of the day, I have to detach because everything I hear is not repeatable on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Dr. Shealy, for Expo number one, you know, about 10 years ago, we considered having it at several locations. Springfield, Missouri, Tulsa, Oklahoma was one of them, and at the BOK Center in Oklahoma. And BOK stands for Bank of Oklahoma. Like OK for Oklahoma, B Bank, BOK. So, by the way, that's where the president spent part of his Saturday last weekend. It just passed. And I wanted to share with our class what I know about the BOK Center in Oklahoma, because I spent a day interviewing the management of BOK in preparation for having our first expo there. And here's how it works. So, class, if you want to rent one of those venues, like a convention center, there's a cost for the center. Okay, they rent it per day, or per weekend, or for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then some places, if you have exhibitors and they want electricity, they will charge you extra for electricity. So you rent the floor space. And then they'll charge you, I don't know, $35, $50, $75 per receptacle to let your exhibitors have electricity. Then there's a charge for the pipe and the drape, you know, the backdrops and the curtains and all that. And I have trouble with charging for electricity. So the reason we had it at Lebanon instead of Springfield, or one of the reasons, was because Lebanon didn't charge us $35 per outlet. Now, when I say outlet, that would be each exhibitor. Let's say there's 100 exhibitors, 100 times $35 for electricity, plus renting the floor space for, let's say, $10,000, plus the police for $25 an hour, plus, plus, plus. But here's what they do in the BOK Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They said, okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to charge you for the floor space. We'll charge you for the outlets, and then there is a like a turnstile, and we're going to charge you for everybody that comes through the turnstile. So they wanted a piece of the ticket price in addition to everything else. And then if you wanted to park, you know, if you didn't want to walk there, you know, from, let's say, Ohio, they own the parking spaces, too. So it would be about, I don't know, $30 for parking. And then they wanted, I think, between $5 and $7 per person that came through the turnstile. And then they, of course, they have a connection with the police, so you can rent the police, which would be the Tulsa, you know, Oklahoma City Police. And so they have their hand in your wallet every way you can think of. And I just said, you know what? thanks so much. I don't think we're going to do this, which really meant there's no way we're going to do it. Because they wanted more money for each person that came through the turnstile than we would charge the person who came through the turnstile. So, for example, let's say they wanted $7 a head. We were going to charge $4 a head. And so we'd only have to pay $3 for everybody who attended. Plus the $10,000, plus, plus, plus. So I just want to let you know, that's how some of these venues work. And the president was pretty frosted that he had only one-third of the 19,200 seats filled up at this BOK Center over the weekend. He was pretty frosted. So my medical question for you, Dr. Shealy, is would you ever consider going to one of these things?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, interestingly, I get a minimum of one note more a day from the Trump campaign wanting me to do this, that, or other, contribute again and again and again. Now, I'm not willing to contribute 365 days out of the year.
Well, actually, you do, but it's through taxes.
I'm talking about in addition to taxes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not willing to. Absolutely not. Even though I think he is the cleanest shirt in the dirty laundry, as compared to our other choice, I mean, what a mess.
Well, I agree with that. But I just am not going to.
Well, here's.
I don't like being dunned every day.
Right. Right, and I'll tell you what's interesting. We get these calls here at the farmhouse. Maybe you get them too, and it's asking for money for the police. They're taking up a collection, and they want you to feel bad, and they want you to support the police and give money. And fortunately, my wife is faster at getting to the phone than I am, because I would lace into these guys. Really, I mean, the police are paid more than the average bear. They're paid, and they get free donuts and coffee and sandwiches, and they get all kinds of other perks, and they get all the booty they can steal, and yet they want more. Not from me. I'm not willing to do it. So, Dr. Shealy, I want to let you know, I'm all excited. I finally got it out of my system. It took a long time, about 68 years, but I finally got it out of my system. And here's how I got it out. So, over the weekend, yesterday, I was in the truck with one of our boys, and he's almost 30 years old now, and you know him, and so he and I were in this pickup truck that has two seats, and there's no back, just two seats, and it's an old farm truck, it's white with rust color accents, and so we're going down the road, and we came up to... We went through Niangua, Missouri. That's the hometown of Senator Roy Blunt. And they've got a beautification program going on in Niangua. So, class, if you don't know about Niangua, N-I-A-N-G-U-A, Missouri, there are 1.5 businesses in Niangua. One of them is the post office, and the other half a business is a gas station. Literally, that's it. And they've got this Niangua... Niagara Incorporated beautification program going on. They are demolishing one house, one blighted house at a time. So the beautification process is turning these falling down, leaning death traps into back to nature. So they're bulldozing one house at a time, and that's the Niagara beautification program. So it's going to make Roy Blunt really proud. So when you go through Niangua, it won't be so much of a blight. And the longer it takes you to go through Niangua, the more beautiful it's going to be. So in about 30 years, it'll be just all returned back to nature as they bulldoze down all these houses. Have you been through Niangua, Dr. Shealy?
I don't think so. And I have to say that although I would vote for Blunt against any Democrat, I'm not especially enthusiastic about him.
Well, he's Mr. Monsanto. He's taken campaign contributions from Monsanto.
Well, I know
he's the guy that protected.
I don't like many of his policies. I don't like any of them. It's only it's hard to be worse than he is, but the Democrats are.
Mm-hmm. I was invited to meet him back, maybe 10 years ago, maybe 11 years ago, and he was going to be at the airport in Springfield. And what happened is he and Wayne LaPierre of the NRA, former head of the NRA, were flying together on campaign stops. And they were going to stop in Springfield. And they were in this private jet. And so the jet landed and taxied within, a few hundred feet of the hangar where we were going to have this little get-together. There's maybe 20 of the press there, maybe 25. And so they gave a few-minute presentation. And while they were speaking, they towed the airplane, this little private jet, closer. So they wouldn't have to walk quite so far, you know, maybe just 100 feet instead of a couple hundred feet. And that told me that, really, these guys are flying from stop to stop to stop in a private jet? Really? Is that necessary? So that kind of, that was one of the first negatives that I had with Senator Roy Blunt, that this is a privileged class and that that they are part of. So anyway, I got it out of my system, Dr. Shealy, on Sunday, yesterday, and my son and I were in my old pickup truck, and we were traveling on a two-lane road, one lane each way, and we came to a stop sign just after we went through Niangua. And I said, wow, do you see that? So this intersection was a T, and we were approaching from the bottom of the T. So when we got to the stop sign, you could turn left or right. And there was a gal sitting on the side of the road with her bicycle flat on the road with what looked like, maybe a two-liter bottle of water that was almost empty. And so I turned left, and I said to my son, I'm going to go back. And he said, I don't think that's a good idea. And I said, yeah, I know. I don't think it is either, but I'm going to go back. I think she's dehydrated. I think she's dehydrated, and I think she's in trouble. So I turned around, and I pulled next to her, maybe 15 feet away, rolled down my window, and I said, are you okay? And she said, I'm just trying to get to M.F.N. Conway. And I looked at her, and Conway is about, I don't know, maybe 6, 7, 8, 10 miles down the road, and she had a bicycle. And so she swore at me. That's the first thing she said, I'm trying to get to M.F. Conway. And I said,
she didn't want to ride very much.
I said, that's what I was thinking. So I said, are you thirsty? And she said, yes. And I said, okay. So she was maybe, I don't know, over 10 feet away, maybe 20 feet away. So I opened the door. I had a cool, unopened lemon seltzer. And I said, I'm just going to leave it right here, and you can walk over to it. And so I put it down on the side of the road. I got back in my truck. And she said, I just don't want to call my dad to pick me up. He's a jerk. And
it's his Father's Day now.
Yeah, it's Father's Day. And so she's probably 25 to 30 years old. And so I was back in the truck, and I said, you know, if it weren't for your language, I would have given you a ride to Conway. You put your bike in the back of the truck, put you in the back of the truck, and I would have taken you there. And I rolled up my window, and she said, I'm sorry. And I left. So I got it out of my system. I don't have to help strangers anymore. We'll be right back.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now. A 20-pack starting at only $12. $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com. A Biomed DB Design Company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So our son said to me after I pulled away from this gal with her bicycle on the side of the road. Our son said, "So do you feel better now?" I said, "No." He said, "Who does she remind you of?" And I said, "A millennial protester / rioter." That's who she reminded me of, you know, when I got a chance to see how vile she was when a stranger was trying to help her. I mean, she was angry. I mean, she was really, really mad. And I'm the guy to come to her rescue. So, Dr. Shealy, are you seeing more of this anger as you travel about, or is it just because I...
Well, I don't have to travel to know about it, because I would say 90% of the emails that I get are friends reporting what I call the, fake-ademic, among other things. And the Black Lives Matter to me is at the top of my list. Not because Black Lives don't matter, because the founder of that is an outlying communist, and they destroy. You know, it's okay to protest, but it's not okay to loot and murder and rob and destroy under any circumstance, practically.
Yeah, I'm with you. I really am. And, you know, over the weekend, and there's a reason why I'm going to tell you this next story. Over the weekend, my son and I were loading hay. We cut hay. We're helping a neighbor. And when we cut hay for someone, we get half of the hay. So it's their farm. We cut, rake, bale, and stack their hay for them, and then we get half of it. And it works out as farmers are older. They don't have to have the machinery, and they don't have to put the labor in. And you know, it's traditionally, it's 50-50 split. So we were going to get ours, and so we're going down the road, and because the drivers are so crazy, they go so fast, they're not paying attention, they're on their phones, and we're moving slowly with farm equipment that's dusty, and so, you know, it doesn't really stand out as a brightly, you know, colored tractor. You know, they're old and rusty, and they have a trailer behind. So we're going slowly, and we pulled out of our driveway, and so our son was in the first tractor with the front-end loader. I was with the second tractor following him, you know, a couple hundred feet behind with the tractor with a 16-foot trailer, and then Mrs. Finelli was in my pickup truck to prevent people from slamming into the back of us, you know, racing quickly down the road, you know, with the four-way flashers on. And we happened to see this guy walking down our dirt road, and we never see people walking on the road. Kind of like in your area, you probably hardly ever see somebody walking down the road. It's unusual, right? Why would they be walking? It's so far to get from wherever they are to wherever they want to go that, you know, they're usually in a car or truck, right? So there was this seedy-looking guy, looked like he hadn't bathed in a long time, and he was walking down the road, you know, smoking a cigarette, in the middle of the road. And so we have two-way radios, and I mentioned to my wife, you know, lock your door on your pickup truck, and my son and I were armed. Everybody's armed, really, but it was a sight that we didn't recognize this guy. He was foreign to the area. And why was he walking? Those were the questions. So as we go further down this road and people become more hungry and more desperate, I think we're going to see that. Do you envision that as well, Dr. Shealy?
Unfortunately, I do. You know, again, to me, the entire fake epidemic is a political mess. I think it is planned and organized by the evil empire leftistas and the Committee of 300, it has nothing to do with reality.
And this guy looked really hot and sweaty as well. And so what went through my mind was I had a bottle of water with me. And you know, these are bottles that, plastic bottles that we refill, wash them out and refill them with filtered water. So my son had his bottle of water. I had my bottle of water. Mrs. Finelli had hers. We always have water with us to drink in case, you know, we get stranded somewhere. So that's a common thing. And that's why we had that can of seltzer for this gal who was on her bicycle. But I was tempted to say to this guy, you need some water? But I didn't. And the reason I didn't was because he saw where we lived. We were coming out of the driveway. And that would probably start a series of visits. You know, he needs. And it would be unending. And I didn't want that to start. So I didn't give him any water. That's something to think about, class. What are you going to do? We'll be right back. I've got some medical questions for Dr. Shealy.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A former U.S. diplomat who served as President Trump's national security advisor for a while has a controversial book coming out tomorrow, and it seems lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are not happy about it.
John Bolton lacks credibility.
That's Trump campaign senior advisor Mercedes Schlapp on John Bolton.
John Bolton is disgruntled because of the fact that President Trump did not follow his direction.
Democrats are angry that Bolton makes accusations against the president in the book that he should have voiced at the impeachment hearings, but refused to do so.
John Bolton has demonstrated, and I think to the length and degree that he indicts Donald Trump, he also indicts himself for cowardice and for greed.
That's California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Schlapp spoke on Fox News Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Phase 2 of New York City's reopening after the worst of the coronavirus shutdown beginning today. It includes barbershops, hair salons, and outdoor dining. More than 300,000 New Yorkers are also expected to return to their workplaces today. A long-running bid to make the nation's capital city a state is going to resume this week as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Since D.C. is not a state, it doesn't have voting power in Congress, and that has long been a bone of contention for residents in the nation's capital. Presently, the population of Washington, D.C. is higher than the population in several states, but it has a congressional representative, and she cannot cast a vote. Supporters of the change say D.C. residents pay taxes, fight in wars, and are bound by federal statutes. So, they should have a vote in Congress. But many Republicans oppose granting statehood to D.C. because its residents are predominantly Democratic.
Shark attacks way down this year in American waters, and experts believe it's because beaches have been closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Only 15 shark attacks have been reported worldwide from January through May. The University of Florida's International Shark Attack File is reporting the long-term average for the first 5 months of the year would be 25. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Oh
God, you're
take my.
When you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormSHEALY. Norm is in Norman. Shealy, SHEALY.com. Dr. Shealy, the reason I, there are several reasons why I told that story about that gal on the bicycle. One was, you know, you really should consider hydration when you're on a trip like that. She was wearing black on black on black on black. She was wearing like a black top, black shorts, black bicycle on a black top road. And, you know, that seemed like nuts to me because when I go out in the sun, I don't wear black. I wear white because it's reflective rather than absorbing the heat.
Now,
any thoughts about that?
You do the common sense again. The most uncommon commodity in the world. I mean,
I'm sorry.
I agree with you, of course. But the point is, 97.3% of people don't have enough common sense to be alive.
Well, this gal is certainly one of them. And I was thinking to myself yesterday after, you know, I was watering the garden, I was thinking, you know, of all the brilliant people I know, she's certainly not one of them. mean, so the medical question boils down to this, Dr. Shealy. When I was in high school, you know, the school was probably 20 miles away from our rural house. And, you know, every once in a while I'd put my thumb out and hitchhike. This was before I had, you know, a license, permission by the state to operate a vehicle and a vehicle. So, you know, a bunch of us, we hitchhike wherever we were going, wanted to go. I mean, it was common. We'd either walk, ride a bicycle, or we'd hitchhike, or we'd get a ride. Well, today, Dr. Shealy, would you consider, medically speaking, not politically, but medically speaking, would you pick up a hitchhiker today?
Would I do what?
Would you pick up a hitchhiker today, medically speaking?
I can say in my entire life, I've never actually felt comfortable doing that.
Okay.
I just don't trust the average person enough that I would take a stranger into my vehicle where I can't take care of myself adequately when I've got another person and drive the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a hitchhike picker-upper.
Uh-huh. And this gal that I was talking about, she would not have been in the two-seat cab of my full-size pickup truck. You know, my truck it's called a work truck. It's not an elegant truck by any stretch of the imagination. It has crank-up windows, rubber mats instead of carpeting. It has two sort of bucket seats. It has just two seats. Not three, not a bench seat. It's just seating for two people. And if I were going to give this gal a ride, she would have been in the back of the pickup truck bed. She would have been, you know, sitting there on the bed liner with her bicycle on the bed liner. She would not have been in the cab, and the windows would have been closed, and we would have maintained a significant distance, and I wouldn't have touched anything that, you know, that she touched. I would have had rubber gloves and a mask and all that kind of stuff on, because I mean, she looked pretty seedy, I guess. So anyway, I wanted to get your medical opinion about picking up hitchhikers. Now, so were you talking about from a safety perspective, physical safety, or are you talking about physical safety and, proximity to a potential virus carrier or a disease carrier?
Well, you got it. I mean, that's the problem to me. Mm-hmm. I just feel that I can't be certain enough that they don't have a gun or a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't protect myself while I'm driving. And therefore,
right.
I just don't want a stranger in my car.
Yeah. You'd have to drive with your right hand and shoot with your left hand. And not hit yourself in the stomach.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, temperature. We've talked about taking oral temperature. And I'm wondering, what is the difference between, let's say, a person who is 98.6 degrees, you know, during the day versus 98.4 degrees.
I begin to say that's a possibility. When it gets to 98.3, I say you're hypothyroid.
Okay, hypothyroid.
And give or take 0.2 of a degree. But when it gets to 3 4/10 of a degree, I think you're already low thyroid.
Okay, so 98.3 would be, or low, I'm sorry. 98.3 or lower would be hypothyroid, meaning your thyroid is not active enough, yes?
Exactly. And that's, by the way, after you've been out of bed 2 to 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what does a person do? Can a person correct that with diet, with fluids, with supplements, with What?
Well,
what does the person try first?
The only thing I know that can jumpstart your thyroid, so to speak, is a little bit of iodine, not more than roughly a milligram a day or a milligram and a half a day of iodine, and stimulation of the ring of fire with fire bliss. If that's going to work, and it works about 60% of the time, if it doesn't work, then you're going to have to take thyroid supplementation.
Mm-hmm. What about eating fish? I remember when I was growing up, we're talking 1950s, 1960s, people ate fish. Now, I really don't like fish. I really don't. Not tuna fish, no fish, not tilapia. I just, for me, I can't do it. I can't do it.
And interestingly, by the way, I eat fish 4 to 5 days every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I eat sardines, I eat salmon, I eat other kinds of fish. I love fish. I grew up in a plain old Methodist family, but every mm-hmm. Friday, for instance, we always had fish when I was growing up.
Well, that's what the Catholics did, you know, abstain from eating meat on Fridays. I mean, Friday is no meat day. I understand that the reason that happened was the Holy Roman Catholic Church decided, y'all don't understand, we're running low on meat, so we're going to eat fish. And I think that's why the Catholic Church...
interestingly, there was a book written in 1928 in which Dr. Frank recommended fish at least 5 days a week. And he thought it was the best protein, and it still is, for your brain.
Okay, so let's say my arm has been twisted enough to eat fish. Where would you recommend I start? Should I go and go fish some catfish out of our pond and have them? What kind of fish would be the least shocking to my taste buds to start
eating
fish?
Well, I suppose any kind of white fish, and that could even be catfish. It doesn't have a lot of fishy taste.
Mm-hmm.
But all the fish that's relatively white, I mean, whether it's turbo or catfish or whatever, is relatively mild tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Salmon is somewhat stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Trout is fairly good. But actually, one of my favorites is sardines.
But they look back at you.
Well, it depends on how you get them. I get them without bones and without skin.
Okay.
So they just look like a little piece of meat.
Mm-hmm. And they're salty, though, aren't they?
Well, it depends. I like one called Crown Prince, boneless, skinless sardines in olive oil.
Okay. Well, my mom used to love them.
Yeah, I eat those 2 or 3 times a week. And then I eat salmon, you know, at least another 2 to 3 times.
Okay, so when someone takes that 1 milligram per day or 1.5 milligrams of iodine per day, how do you recommend that the person take that? And what are the cautions about what kind of iodine?
Personally, I take actually a little bit more than 1.5. I take iodoral, which is a mixture of iodine and potassium iodide in a tablet, and it's 12.5 milligrams once a week. Iodine is stored in the body, so you don't have to take it every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
what you need is 1.5 milligrams a day. That's about 10 milligrams for the whole week. So I get a little bit more, 12.5, but I don't take 2 of them because that can actually block thyroid function if you take too much.
Okay. All right. And what is a thyroid storm, STORM?
Well, that is an overactive thyroid. Hyperthyroidism, a Graves' disease is sometimes called. And that can, of course, cause a very high rate of hypertension, a high rate of pulse, well over 150, or an irregular heartbeat.
And what triggers a thyroid storm, Dr. Shealy?
Well, in nobody knows unequivocally, but it's your ability to handle stress one way or another. Suddenly, you lose the ability to handle your whatever stress is normal for you.
Okay. What are your thoughts about medical devices? For example, if you watch any of those 1950s, 1960s doctor shows, or even maybe some modern video series, you'll see doctors being identified with a white lab coat many times on television or on these videos. But it seems like they always have one item, and that would be a stethoscope.
Exactly.
So the question that I'd like to ask you is, as we go further down this road where we have less and less access to doctors, hospitals, clinics, etc., do you recommend that the typical household have any items of medical diagnostic equipment? For example, a thermometer. Would it be a digital? Would it be a mercury thermometer? Do you recommend?
Well, you can't buy mercury thermometers anymore.
They don't
make them.
Okay.
Some kind of liquid in them, but I can tell you they're not nearly as good as the old mercury ones.
Okay.
And I don't like most of the digital ones, especially the little individuals, that look like a regular thermometer, and they're digital, and I've tried three different ones, and they all suck.
They're not accurate enough, or they're not
consistent?
That's right.
They're very inaccurate. I have one made by a reputable company called Welch Allyn, WELCHALLYN. And it's a big, bulky thing. It's not the size, it's bigger than your phone. But it is digital, but it's very accurate.
As we discussed, a few minutes ago, we were talking about detecting the difference between 98.6 degrees and 98.5 degrees and 98.4 and 98.3. So we're talking a tenth of a degree, and we want to be accurate to a tenth of a degree, right? Otherwise,
exactly. We're
not going to... Yeah. Okay, so we can't get mercury thermometers anymore. I guess the ones that look like the mercury oral thermometers might have alcohol dyed red. When we come back, let's talk more about the pulse oximeters, blood pressure cuffs, etc., stethoscopes. What do you suggest we consider having?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Medical doctor, website NORM as in Norman, Shealy, SHEALY .com, normshealy.com. So we're talking about devices to have at home as we go further down this road toward independence, meaning hospitals are, it's risky going to hospitals. Some doctor's offices are risky to go to. And maybe if you need assistance, it might be via Skype or telemedicine. And the doctor might ask you for certain information about vital statistics or vital medical information. Dr. Shealy, what do you recommend that we have? What's the minimum essential as
we
transition?
You should try to have a good thermometer. Find one if you can. And then I like the wrist thermometers. WRISTECH is a nice little thermometer. It works on at least 90% of people. It's a little bit small for the biggest wrist, but it's quite good. And it's easier than the ones you put around the arm.
Okay. What about a pulse oximeter?
Well, I like those. Most people don't have them. But it is nice to know that your oxygen saturation is at least 95% to 98%.
Okay. And does that change as you get older?
Well, if you're healthy, no. But if you're not healthy, that's one of the things that does begin to decrease.
Okay. Mine runs between 97 and 98.
That's
all excellent. The time. All the time. And so does Mrs. Finelli's. Now, our son's runs 98 all the time.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue about even 96 necessarily, but 98 is pretty good, darn good.
Okay. So, Dr. Shealy, how would you describe for our class, since we're not video, we're just audio and radio in a broadcast classroom, how would you describe what a pulse oximeter, what does it look like, how does it work?
It's about twice the size of your index finger. It's a metal thing that opens right in the middle, and you stick your finger into it. I usually use the index finger, and very quickly it will give you the percent of oxygenation in your blood.
Okay, and so, class, I bought one many years ago on eBay, and it has a display. It tells you two things. It has a red LED display, and it tells you the percent of oxygenation, as Dr. Shilu is talking about, and it also tells you the rate that your heart beats. So it tells you those two things very, very quickly, within a couple seconds.
That is correct. Yes, it does.
So if you think about the... Yes, go ahead.
And they only... You can buy one for $22, up to $30 at the most.
Mm-hmm. What I was going to say is I bought one recently because I wanted to have a spare one. And and these come from China, at least the ones that I've seen. And they work like $10 to $12. They've gone up 60% in the last few months of the corona panic. So now, if you want one, the minimum price that I've seen anywhere is $16 with shipping included, which seems to me to be a bargain. They use two AAA penlight cells, you know, dry cells, the AAA size. And the one I've had for years just seems to work and work and work. So the one I bought has a blue top, a red LED display, and the majority of the center of this thing is white, and then the bottom is blue. So it's a sandwich, like an Oreo sandwich, except it's blue, white, and blue with the display. $16 on eBay right now. And the thing that is, you know, if I don't feel right, Dr. Shilu, I'll just put that thing on my finger and see if my heart rate's okay. I'll see if my oxygenation's okay. And that kind of tells me kind of instantly if I'm okay. Is that right? Or am I just extrapolating?
No, you're darn good.
Okay. What would be, and that's called a pulse oximeter, O-X-Y. Okay, pulse oximeter. What else would you recommend that we have in our toolbox or our toolkit besides a thermometer and a pulse oximeter, Dr. Shilu?
Well, I think for the average person, that's enough. I mean, I don't think you're going to be good enough using most other diagnostic tools. And those really tell you the most important things.
Okay.
Blood pressure, pulse, and oxygen saturation. That's a basic.
Okay. You mentioned blood pressure. So when we come back after this top of the hour news and commercial announcements, I'd like to go into what happens with this telemedicine thing. So I see a lot of complications. Number one, what if the Internet's not working that day? What if the Internet is not fast enough to have your video teleconference with your medical provider or your doctor? What if the doctor says, well, what's your blood pressure? And you go, how would I know? I don't have one of those things. Should we consider buying a blood pressure cuff, whether it be digital, or should we get a stethoscope and a pressure, you know, armband? What do you recommend, if at all?
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.